Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the Kiwa, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. Reporting live from the Mile High City of Denver, I'm your host, Dak Dish.
Hello, and welcome to the Queue Up. This is Dax Dish and Rotten Rod on the line, and we are live from downtown Denver, and we are here following the 57th Annual Grammy Awards. Boy, it's already been an exciting night.
And you've been around for all 57 of them. Let's give it up for Dax Dish.
That's just amazing. Not yet, But it's been an incredible night. We've seen a night full of wonderful performances, just beautiful celebrities. It's been, what do you thought so far? It's been a great night.
Okay.
And it's been one tragedy already.
And one tragedy. What?
One tragedy.
There had to be the way someone was dressed. Who was it?
No.
What was the tragedy?
The tragedy?
Yeah.
Kanye West.
He's just a train wreck. But at any rate, some of the winners tonight we had, Pharrell won.
Best pop solo performance
for Happy. How'd you feel about that? I was really excited about that.
I feel happy.
I feel very happy. The song was played out. I'm just happy it's off the air, but I'm happy that he won, and because he absolutely deserves it. Who else won? Sam Smith has collected two already tonight.
For best pop, I believe pop album.
Nice.
And the what's the other one? Best New Artist.
Best New Artist. And it looks
and
like...
And Miranda Lambert just won for Platinum Country Album.
So Miranda Lambert just picked up a win for her country album, Platinum. Is that the name of the album?
Yeah.
Nice. Good for her. And her performance tonight was amazing. She looks incredible. So congratulations to Miranda Lambert. But thank you for joining us here for the next couple of hours to update you guys on all the performances and mishaps.
Please call in, people.
If you guys have anything you want to share regarding the Grammys, have a special Grammy moment, the lines are open at 917-889-7006. We'll be right back right after this.
You're tuned in to The Queue Up right here on blogtalkradio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
Get in.
That's not my mom.
Hey, I'm sorry to your mom. We're both 25 to 35 years old. We're both women on the go, and we both clocked a lot of miles. Believe me. Whatever, I'm out of here.
Sort of you isn't you. Only Esurance has coverage my way. It helps make sure you only pay for what's right for you, not someone sort of like you. That's insurance for the modern world. Esurance, backed by Allstate.
You are following Dax Dish and Rotten Rod right here on the Queue Up. It's the 57th Annual Grammy Awards, and we are covering all the action live and broadcasting it to you. Pharrell just performed, and he actually picked up an award tonight for Best Pop Solo Album for Happy.
He also won for a Urban Contemporary Album for Girl.
It's a hot album. A lot of nice tracks off that album. And he just performed, and he was amazing. So.
And let's also give a shout-out to Toni Braxton and Babyface. For winning Best R&B Album for Love, Marriage, and Divorce.
Well, there's a lot going on, a lot more nominees coming up here tonight on the Queue Up. Here's Pharrell right here with Happy. That is our boy Pharrell with Happy. He's picked up a couple of awards tonight. Best Pop Solo Album and R&B Contemporary.
No, Best Pop Solo Song
solo
and
song.
Best Contemporary.
Awesome.
Or Best Urban Contemporary Album for G.I.R.L. or G.R.L.
So
or something.
So two wins for Pharrell tonight, and he performed and did amazing. So what do you thought so far?
Yeah, so let's talk about some performances.
Let's talk about, before we start bashing Kanye West, let's talk about the rest of the Grammys. So how do you think tonight's going so far? Like, is it...
Oh, I think it's been fantastic. I've had some great performances, but Ariana Grande, I thought, did a great job. She slowed it down a little, got out of her little Hoochie Mama Horish attitude. And Madonna's the biggest whore as ever.
And I'm surprised she could still spread her legs, but Madonna did.
She spread her legs all over that stage tonight. Madonna spread them out. It was like, is that Jiffy? No.
She did a great performance. She did really well.
Skippy?
And then when you told me her age, I was like, oh my gosh.
56. I believe she'll be 57 in August.
That's awesome.
And dancing like that, I'm sure she had a little help with the singing. Because, come on, I don't care. You're 57 years old. She's going to be out of breath a little bit dancing around like that.
Oh, absolutely.
I know what that's like.
AC/DC. That was awesome.
Show.
Oh, my gosh. Man, they were scooting across that stage. Barely.
I'm surprised one of them didn't have a walker.
And then the wind guitarist with the teeth. It was freaking me out.
Well, it was like he was having like a... like a meth seizure.
On stage. Right, or yeah.
But
it must have been some damn good gum. But at any rate, so right now, Meghan Trainor. Is that Meghan Trainor? I think we're watching Meghan Trainor right now. But her hair's black instead of blonde.
No, we're not watching Meghan Trainor right now.
That's not her? Who is this
right
now? Who is this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been pretty exciting tonight so far. So now, before we play our next nominee or winner song, Kanye West.
Who?
Kanye West
I'm gonna say this. You know what?
But this is my thing. He bitches and complains so much about not winning an award. Well, when you perform at a Grammy show, you're performing your best material. You know what I'm saying? That was not his best material at all.
Okay.
He didn't even perform the song.
Let me tell you, that is your opinion. Now let me give you my facts.
Okay.
Is that all I have to do? All I have to do is go get me some auto-tune software and write a poem that's beautiful? Because believe me, that was probably a beautiful poem. Without the nasty auto-tune, it was probably a very beautiful poem and very well-written piece of music that should be sung by a singer, not someone who can't sing. He's trying to sing. Rap, dude. Rap.
Yeah. Hey, well,
rap. Leave it
the
to
dude,
rap.
He just...
That's
to
this
poetry
auto-tune shit.
But
I
understand. He just bugs me. At any rate, so we're moving on to our next winner. So, picking up award for Best Rock Recording, Best Rock Song, actually, Paramore with Ain't It Fun, right here on the Q-Up.
What you gonna do? bad today, and good's bad today.
And it's night today, and black's white today.
And most guys today, that woman prides today.
A destiny gigolo.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to end the
when we propose.
There you have it, Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett with Anything Goes. I actually enjoyed watching that video too. She displayed that she really enjoyed working with Tony Bennett. This must have been like one of her long-time idols, you know? But recording was awesome. What do you think? Do you like it?
I do. I do. I love Lady Gaga, you know.
Yeah. We just got off the performance of Katy Perry.
Yeah, let's not have another one of those. I know it was about abuse and all, but that song was abusive to my ears.
Oh, is that what the song was about?
I think so. I didn't really understand it. All I could hear was, ha!
Well, it is a slower song for Katy Perry. Generally, when she's performing, it's upbeat and very theatrical.
And I'm okay with her slow songs, because there's some slow songs I actually don't mind listening to. But I'd like to understand the words. See, those people ain't, all of them ain't standing up. Madonna stood up for her out of respect.
Well, it looks like Lady Gaga is actually coming up to perform.
She is. How exciting.
Annie Lennox. Ooh, Annie Lennox.
Is that how you say it? Hoosier?
I don't like hosiery. No, I think it's Hozier.
Hozier. It's like Hozier.
Yeah, that was a great performance.
Take me to church, and then they went in to put a spell on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Annie Lennox has proven she has still got it. I mean, that lady's voice is just unbelievable.
You really have no idea until you hear it live.
Have you seen her live?
Third row with Aaron.
Oh, wow.
It was one of my favorite concerts. It wasn't one of those concerts where you're up with high energy and stuff. It was just emotional and feeling. And, of course, when she does, like, Here Comes the Rain Again and Sweet Dreams, and she does it differently than the original recording. So, you know, she's the true artist, and she's just a true goddess.
She really is, man.
Yeah.
And it's just sad that there are really no artists like that anymore. I mean, there's still great artists out there, but, I mean, she's a bona fide artist, true artist. Love her. So there's some more performances coming up. Looks like Lady Gaga's coming up to perform, a couple other artists as well. But let's keep it rolling. Here's a winner tonight, Best Rap Album, Eminem. So here's Eminem and Rihanna with Monster right here on the Q-Up.
And that actually won Best Rap Song.
Thank you. I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Downtown Live, and we are broadcasting to you the 57th Annual Grammy Awards. It's been quite a night so far. Actually, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga just came off of performing. It's a classic performance. Lady Gaga looks amazing. But it's been an amazing night. We've had a wonderful night so far. Here's another nominee tonight. Hopefully they'll pick up a win, but it's Coldplay with A Sky Full of Stars right here on the Q-Up.
Give you my heart.
That was Beck on the Q-Up. And he was nominated, he is nominated for Best Rock Song with Blue Moon.
But so he didn't win it.
He didn't win. That went to...
Ain't It Fun? Best
Paramore.
Rock Song? Yep.
Absolutely. Whose performance did we just watch? That was kind of boring.
It's so boring, I forgot. It was actually Usher, and then Stevie Wonder came out there with his blind self.
Oh,
played the harmonica.
I'm sorry. See, I love Stevie. I
love Stevie, but oh, it looks like he got diabetes.
You need to quit. Why can't you just be nice for once?
Would my name be what it is if I was nice?
Oh, good
hey,
Lord.
Hey, I am making observations.
Well, we're observing the music. We ain't observing what they look like they may be eating. Oh, good Lord. Okay, so what else has gone on? So there's been quite this list is long. Long as shit. We have been sitting here reading the list of winners. So who's won so far that we haven't named off?
Yes, we have to give a shout out. Best comedy album went to Weird Al Yankovic. Vic.
Yay, Weird Al still kicking.
And I think this is his first Grammy ever, if I am correct.
And
this
been
guy
making,
has been.
He's been making these shitty songs for years.
And
they're not shitty. They're actually pretty funny.
Did you see the one with Happy?
No,
and it was Khaki, where Margaret Cho came
yes,
out in the video.
I did see that video. I did see that
yes.
one. Yeah, I did.
Yes,
no,
I'm
funny.
Really glad he, I think if this is his first Grammy. I don't really know for sure, but if it is, it's well-deserved, finally, for Weird Al.
But for those of you that don't know him, I mean, he's been making these parodies since the late 80s. So you have to go back to Michael
like
Jackson's
a virgin.
Thriller, Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Like a Surgeon.
You know, oh, yeah, he's done it all. He's been doing these for years. So he's finally...
Finally,
I won got a Grammy. Let's see who else won. Say Something. Christina Aguilera. Big World.
Yes.
Big
a
World.
Great Big World.
Would Say Something. Great Big World, yeah.
Great
so they
Big
picked
World.
Up an award for Best Pop Duo for Say Something. So
and how about Best Country Song, Carrie Underwood? Something in the Water.
Love McCary.
American Idol. Grammy
Love
winner. Carrie,
absolutely.
Her and Kelly Clarkson are doing it.
And they're doing it big. And Jennifer Hudson, J. Hud, doing real well.
True,
she was
but
nominated.
She wasn't a winner. And she wasn't
win.
Even a winner.
She was nominated. And she should have been. And that was also.
No, no, but I mean, she wasn't a winner of American Idol.
Oh.
Where Carrie and Kelly were. So she's probably the biggest non winner out there.
Yeah, she's doing really well. But it was. She got some up tonight. What
she? You know, she did win a Grammy a few years ago.
Did she win anything tonight?
No,
okay, well, that's what we're focusing on. Well, that's bad. I mean, I wish because her music, I mean, her last album was off the hook, and I hope she would pick up something. She looks amazing, so maybe next year, but keep on pressing, J-Hud. We love you, girl. Beyonce did pick up an award for Best R&B Song, so we're going to play that. She did pick up an award for Drunken Love, so congratulations to Queen Bee. And you are tuned in here, The Q-Up with Dax Dish and Rotten Rod, 57th Annual Grammy Awards.
I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, nah nah. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, nah nah. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, nah, nah. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, nah, nah. Thank you.
I'm swerving on it. Swerving, swerving on it. Big body been serving all this. Swerve, surfing all in this. Good, good.
BlogTalkRadio.com with your host, Dax Dish. We'll be right back. Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
In the High Plains town of Holt, Colorado, families are tested. Some families arrive suddenly, their secrets close behind. Some families see the end coming and struggle to make peace with the past. But best of all, some families are made out of neighbors, traditions, and faith. Benediction is the final chapter of Kent Harriff's remarkable trilogy, a story the Denver Post calls extraordinary. See it at the Space Theater January 30th through March 1st. Visit denvercenter.org for tickets to the world premiere of Benediction.
Hi, this is Dax Dish with your weekly calendar of events. 80s Rebel Yell rocker Billy Idol comes to the Paramount Theater tonight at 8 o'clock. Visit StubHub.com for ticket info. Rock band Karma to Burn will be performing Lost Lake Lounge tonight at 9 o'clock. Go to SeatGeek.com for show access. Christian metalcore band August Burns Red take to the Summit Music Hall tonight at 6 o'clock. Go to TicketsNow.com for ticket purchase. It's Tequila Tuesdays at Herman's Hideaway, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, with Chris Daniels and the King CD Release Party, with performances by Hazel Miller Band. Country music singer Joshua Grayson will perform The Grizzly Rose on Friday at 8:30. Visit LiveNation.com for ticket information. I'm Dax Dish, and that's your weekly calendar of events. Now back to the Grammy Show on the Q-Up, right here on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yeah.
nominated? Osher has one? Or they're just not? He's Song of the Year nominated. So here's Take Me to Church. He's already performed this tonight. So we'll see. Right here on the Q Up.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolute. Tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog.
Uptown Funk. Let's rock this place. I don't want to be sitting here wanting to go kill myself in the bathroom. Light Yoakam and Brandy Clark up there right now. I just want to just take the razor down the arm.
Oh, I know. In the meantime, while the Grammys is lagging behind, we're going to go ahead and pick things up right now. This is Grammy nominee Jessie J
Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj with Bang Bang for Song of the Year?
Best duo and group song.
All right, well, here the girls are right here. Bang Bang right here on the Q.